चले जगह राम शिवा सभी को बहुत प्रदीन की जाए राम दार से नित्यानंद प्रभु की जाए विमान नाम से नित्यानंद का पिता रो प्रेम पुरुषोत्तम सच नंदन गुरु न शिक्षा नित्यानंद महाप्रभु महाप्रणाम बता की जाए गोल की रब मदान ने नाम संगीता ने मदान में की जाए हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र ने मदान में की जाए बृहत दंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाए नतराश मां भगवतम की जाए शिशिर राधा कृष्ण गोपी नारदा को Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hey, thank you very much for coming to our Dali Bhagavatam class, especially for our guests. Very happy that you're here this morning, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam is the only means to conquer illusion. So, because of the truth, he said, it's like Bhagavatam is like a sun, a fulgent sun, dispelling the darkness. And just like the sun dispels the darkness of this material world, so Bhagavatam dispels the darkness of the ignorance in the heart. And Bhagavatam is our best friend, the only friend I have, because it speaks the truth. It gives us the best. The real friend, the one that's hiding the secret to you, he tells you the truth, that's a real friend. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam, spotless Puran, Amala Puran, it reveals the absolute truth to us. And also, Bhagavatam is not different from the Lord. Krishna Tulya Bhagavat, Vibhu Sarvashai. Srimad Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna, it's as good as Krishna. Krishna is Vipu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavatam is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna gives shelter to everyone, and we take shelter from Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why every day, Sapoka knew that he started this program that in all our centers we should hear Bhagavatam every morning. So we're very fortunate to be here right now. We could have been somewhere else. Different things, but we're here. This is our greatest fortune. This is the mercy of Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. Being here in the association of loving devotees and here from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, that greatest fortune. So, today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, chapter 30, the gopis search for Krishna. So, they are there's a string of verses here. Today on the board, we're going to be reading from text 17. And so it's 12. And then we come to this. What should we do? Should we read first, yeah? And then I'll read the others after. What do you read? Pardon? Namaskrutya Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jadmudiriye Devi Ramayane Cheva Purane Varate Tata Advante Chamadicha Hari Sarvatra Giyate Mukham Karuti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Jatkripatamam Vande Shri Guru Natayana Paramananda Madhavam Dharma Prujita Kaitavutra Paramanirma Saranam Satam Vedyam Vastavamatra Vasushivadam Tapotrayamanam Shumar Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Padirishwara Sadhyurudhya Varujati Trakriti Bhishushushu Bhishtatyana Nigamakalpataror Garitam Phalam Sukamukat Amritadrava Sangitam Vibata Bhagavatam Samalayam Uruhur Sikam Uvibhavuko Anatho Pasamam Sakcha Bhakti Yogam Madhukyaji Lokasya Janato Vidam Chakri Sarvata Sangitam Yasam Vishnuyamanayam Krishna Param Purushe Bhakti Upadyate Kum Sasokamo Ho Vayapo Shmar Bhagavatam Puranamalam Jadvashnamanam Kriyam Yasmin Paranam Syame Kamalam Jnanam Paramagiyate Tatro Jnana Virag Vaiti Saitam Naskarmyam Amaskrutam Tatsuvan Suputan Vicharano Paro Bhaktya Vimuche Naro Arthayam Brahma Sutranam Bharatavto Vinidnayo Gayatri Vasarupaso Vidatto Paripuritam Sarva Pideti Asanam Saram Saram Samadrutam Sarva Vidanto Saramishumar Bhagavatam Ishade Tadrasam Ritatrutasyo Ninyatros Pradipuchi Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namo Bhagavate Mujanti Jasuraya, Tejo Varimita Jatar, Namaya Jatar, Sagamsa, Damnas Vinasadanya Stakulakam Satyam, Param Dimahi, Pratyo Bhagavan, Vajisatana, Stadhana Vrindavana, Ranya Kvachirupasam, Vajavadu, Vajina Jatarpita, Shimad Bhagavatam Pramanavala, Prima Kumatuma, Sri Chaitana Mahapurjo Matamidam, Tatvadharana Aparam. Kratavashma Bhavatam, Ki Jai! Padani, Yatam, Itani, Nandashno, Mahatmana, Lakshyante, Ki, Dwaja, Ambuja, Vraja, Ankusha, Yava Adibhi, Padani Vyaktametani
Padani Vyaktametani
Padani Vyaktametani
Padani Vyaktametani
Nandashunor Mahatmana
Nandashunor Mahatmana
Nandashunor Mahatmana
Nandashunor Mahatmana
Lakyante Yi Dvajambuja
Lakyante Yi Dvajambuja
Lakshyante hi dhvajam bhuja
Lakshyante hi dhvajam bhuja
Vashram kushaya vadibhi
Vashram kushaya vadibhi
Vashram kushaya vadibhi
Vashram kushaya vadibhi
Padani vyaktametani
Padani vyaktametani
Nandashuno mahatmana
Nandashuno mahatmana
Lakshyante hi bhajam bhuja
Lakshyante hi bhajam bhuja
Vashram kushaya vadhivi
Vashram kushaya vadhivi
Padani vyaktametani
Padani vyaktametani
Nandashuno mahatmana
Nandashuno mahatmana
Lakshyante hi dvajam bhuja
Lakshyante hi dvajam bhuja
Vashram kushaya vadhivi
Vashram kushaya vadhivi
Ankusha,
Ankusha.
Elephant goat,
Elephant goat.
Yava
Adhi,
Barleycorn,
etc.
Translation, the gopi said, the marks of a flag, lotus, thunderbolt, elephant, goat, barleycorn, and so forth, on these footprints clearly distinguish them as belonging to that great soul, the son of Nanda Maharaj. This can repeat. The gopi said, the marks of a flag,
lotus,
thunderbolt,
elephant, goat,
barleycorn, and so forth,
on these footprints,
clearly distinguish, clearly distinguish them as belonging to that great soul, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And then I read the translation of that verse. Then I come to the purport of the last verse. So there are the verses from 17. Krishna Ramayite Vitu Gopa Anchascha Kachana Vatsayantim Hanti Chanya Tatrekatu Bakayatim. Translation. Two gopis acted like Ram and Krishna in the midst of several others who took the role of coward boys. One gopi enacted Krishna's killing of the demon Vatsasura, represented by another gopi, and a pair of gopi acted out of the killing of Bhagasura. Ahuya duraga yadvat krishnastam anuvattatim veinum kvanantim kridantim Anya Samshanti Sadviti. When one gopi perfectly imitated how Krishna would call the cows who had wandered far away, how he would play his flute, and how he would engage in various sports, the other congratulated her with exclamation, "Oh, well done, well done." Tasyan chitswa bhujam anyasya chalan chahaparananu krishno ham pasita gatim lalita mititan manaha. This is verse 19, translation. Another gopi, a mind fixed on Krishna, walked about with an arm resting on the shoulder of a friend and declared, "I am Krishna. Just see how gracefully I move." 20. Mahabhishtavata vatsyam Mahabhishtavata vashabhyam Tatranam vihitam maya Ityuktvikena astina Yatanchunindade bharam. Translation. Don't be afraid of the wind and rain, said one gopi. I will save you. And with that, she lifted a shawl above her head. What does it mean? What do you mean last time? Yes. That's what Prabhupada said here. He said, here a gopi enacts Lord Krishna's pastime of lifting gold. Next verse, 21. Aru yeka pada kramya shirashaha param gripa justahe gachadato ham khalanam nanudandakri. This verse 21. Shodev Goswami continued, O king, one gopi climbed on another's shoulders and putting a foot on the other's head, said, "Go away from here, O wicked snake. You should know that I have taken birth in this world just to punish the envious." Is that pastime, is it?
Yeah.
Baba said, here gopis enact Krishna's chastisement of Kaliya. Text 22. That Tre Kuba Vachahe Gopa Davagnim Pasato Banam Chachu Chachum Shaswa Pidabhavo Pidase Kemam Anjasa. Translation. Then another gopi spoke up. My dear current voice, look at this raging forest fire. Quickly close your eyes and I will easily protect you. You know this past time when Krishna saw the forest fire. Verse 23. Padanya sa svaja kachi tanuitatra uru kale tanami man. Banda Vetaram Iyangavamusam Tviti Vidasukri Vidhayasyam Vijay Viti Vidambanam. Translation. One gopi tied up a slender companion with a flower garland and said, now I will bind this boy who has broken the bird of forks and stolen the bird. The second gopi then covered her face and beautiful eyes, pretending to be afraid. Is it whose first time is that? That's right. I don't know. Verse 24. Evam Krishnam Prichamanam Vrindavanalatas Tarun Vachakshata Vanoditshe Padani Paramatmanam. Translation. While the gopis were thus imitating Krishna's pastimes and asking Vrindavan's creepers and trees where Krishna, the Supreme Soul, might be, they happened to see his footprints in a corner of the forest. So now I'm going to read. I'm going to read the translation of the verse 25 in the Prabhupada of Srila Prabhupada. So, back to 25. The gopi said, "The marks of the flag, loves, thunderbolt, elephant, elephant goat, barley corn, and forth, and so forth." On these footprints clearly distinguish them as belonging to that great soul, the son of Nanda Maharaj, Shilpa Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary on this verse, gives the following scriptural information about the symbolic markings of the lotus feet of Krishna. There we go. In the following verses, the Skanda Purana states, the particular places on his feet where Krishna carries the mark of the flag and also other marks and the reason for these marks. Dakinasya padangushta mule chakram vibharcharja tatha bhakta janasyari sabhaga chedaya chedanayasa. Translation. At the base of the large toe of his right foot, the Ambon Lord carries the mark of a disc. Just below there. The great toe of the right foot. That's where it's mark of disc. Which cuts down the six mental enemies of his devotees. That's meaning of the symbol of the disc. So now we know. We see Krishna's footprints. You can tell that this about this. Thanks. Madhyamanguli mulicha dhate kamalam achuta yatrichita gire panam lobhanava lobhana yati shobhanam. At the bottom of the middle toe of that same foot, Lord Achuta has a lotus flower, which increases the greed for him in the minds of the bee-like devotees who meditate on his feet. Vishtamulato Vrajam Bhakta Papadribhe Danam Parshne Madhye Kusham Bhakta Chite Bhava Sakarinam. At the base of his small toe is a thunderbolt, which smashes the mountain of his devotee's reaction to past sins, and in the middle of his heel is the mark of an elephant goat, which brings the elephants of his devotee's mind under control. Boga sampam mayam dhate yavan angushta parvane. Is it okay? It's okay, the explanation of these marks. So, this one. The joint of his right large toe bears the mark of a barleycorn, representing all kinds of enjoyable opulences. It's a barleycorn. Okay, the barleycorn. The barleycorn, situated, the joint of his right large toe bears the mark of a barleycorn, representing all kinds of enjoyable opulences. This is Skanda Purana. Know this. Skanda Purana also states, Vajram vai dakine vashvre ankushove tadangrata. A thunderbolt is found on the right side of his right foot, and an elephant goat below that. Prabhupada comments. The acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya explain that since the particular feet under the goat, jai. The groom is the devotee's increase the greed of him, or the, sorry, the greed for him. Yeah. In the minds of the bee-like devotees who meditate on his feet. Yeah, the acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya explain that since the particular feet and the discussion are Lord Krishna's, we should know that the thunderbolt is at the base of his small toe, and the elephant goat below the thunderbolt. An elephant goat on the heel belongs rather to Lord Narayan and other Vishnu Tattva expansions. Is it okay, Maharaj? Or be complicated then? Shall I read again?
Yeah.
Explanation is a little bit very technical. The Acharya of the Vaishnava Sampradaya explained that since the particular feet under discussion are Lord Krishna, so the feet of Lord Krishna we're discussing about, we should know that the thunderbolt is at the base of his small toe, and the elephant goat below the thunderbolt. Okay? An elephant goat on the heel belongs rather to Lord Narayan and other Vishnu Tattva expansions. Since Krishna is the source of all these expansions, so the symbols that belong to Narayan. So and other Vishnu temple. Thus, the Skanda Purana describes six marks on Krishna's right foot. The disc, what are those marks on the right foot? No. Let's repeat them. One by one?
Disc.
I'll say that already.
Where is it?
Okay, let's start. We discuss on which foot now. It's quite interesting. That's nice. We're discussing about the right foot. So what are the marks under the right foot? We already started saying them. We started with
this,
yes, and then okay, this one. Huh? Yes. Good. Third one? Thunderbolts, yeah.
And Fingold.
Yes. And then two more. Good. We will say this. We started with this. One is missing.
Fly.
Yes. Fly.
What is the fly?
Fly. Yeah. So, how many sounds are there? This is good, actually. We can.
How many more? Fly four.
It hasn't been described, actually, with the fly. Probably coming up. There's no verse here about the fly. We just the disc. So what does the disc do? That's another question.
Six measures of the
God. It's meant to enemies.
Oh, mental enemies.
Yeah. Or the void.
What is the name?
Huh? What is the mental enemies? I guess the six enemies, greed, lust, and all that, no? Envy, illusion, madness, pride, all that. Lust, greed, anger, illusion. We know this answer. Six enemies, of course. Now, what does lotus, what's the meaning of lotus?
Attractive lotus.
Maharaj just could ask about it.
Good fortune.
Yeah, it is the greed for him.
Oh, be like the world.
To be like the world.
Yes. Yeah. Mind of the world.
Not to fly like the world.
Yeah. It's good, actually. Because I never knew this before. I just saw the marks right here, you know. It's about with them so kind. It's funny. At least we know something from, you know, we see the marks on the Krishna lotus feet. Good to know that, isn't it? Sometimes people do ask question, what does it mean? It's, oh, I don't know, Prabhu. But unfortunately, flood isn't being stated here. No.
See if your friends in Soho Square, and there is it is.
Yeah, there's no flood here, really. And the thunderbolt, what does thunderbolt do? It sins, yeah. It sins. Good. Did you read that before? Did you read the problem before? Just repeating from the class. That's good. Okay. Then.
The goat.
Well, it was about the elephant goat, yeah.
Controls the mind.
Very good, yeah. Control. Yeah. Which brings the elephants of his devotee's mind, yeah. Under control. Now we are talking about Balikon. Yeah, Balikon to present all kinds of enjoyable opulences. Chabi. It's a little bit like Balikon drink, isn't it? But
this is blessed.
Okay. So this was we're talking about white food and all the marks on there. Now we will discover. And the Vaishnava and the Vaishnava Toshini mentions even more marks. A vertical line beginning at the middle of his foot and continuing as far as the juncture between his big toe and the second toe. An umbrella below the disc at the base of the middle of his his foot. A group of four swastikas in the four cardinal directions at the four points where each swastika meets the next. Four rows upwards, and in the middle of the swastikas, an octagon. This makes 11 marks of Krishna's right foot. So the same right foot, the Vaishnava Dushane, they added more marks. Besides those main ones we discussed here, yeah, lotus, disc, elephant, palikonda. So there are the swastika signs are there also. Umbrella is there. Four rose apples. That's extra.
Apples.
Apples like apples.
Four
apples. Four rows. Say four rows.
Four
rose apples. I don't even know what it means. Four rose apples. Oh yeah, the color the apple rose color. Okay. There's a color. So then it's all the right foot. Very heavy foot. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti described the marks on Krishna's left foot as follows. Now left foot. At the base of the large toe is a conch shell with its mouth facing the toe. Yeah, on the left. How do they end? At the base of the large toe is a conch shell with its mouth facing the toe. At the base of the middle toe are two concentric circles representing the inner and outer sky at the base of the middle toe are two concentric circles representing the inner and outer sky. Below this mark is Cupid. Below this mark is Cupid's unstrung bow. At the base of the bow is a triangle, and surrounding by triangle is a group of four water pots. At the base of the triangle is a half moon with two more triangles touching its points, and below the half moon is a fish. All together then, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soles of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So for the second, the left foot, just a mark, but it doesn't say what are they for, you know, so that's all Prabhupada is giving the info. So there's some about this verse, just telling us about the marks. What can we infer? Because there's no time.
Tell us again, left foot, please.
Oh, left foot, okay. At the base of the large toe is a conch shell with its mouth facing the toe. At the base of the middle toe are two concentric cycles. Those cycles represent the inner and outer sky. Below this mark is Cupid and strung bow. At the base of the bow is a triangle, and surrounding the triangle is a group of four? Yeah, word words, yeah. At the base of the triangle is a half moon with two more triangles touching its points. And below the half moon is a fish. Altogether, then, there are 19 distinguishing marks on the soul of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So, why the lotus feet of the Lord is important? Yeah. We always talk about the lotus feet of the Lord. We also say that the lotus feet of the Lord are the shelter for everything about the lotus feet of the Lord. I have an explanation that they just like they look at the feet as the most sensitive part of the body. Even in I was following some treatment, he explained that the foot actually represents the whole body. All the parts of the body reflected in the foot. Actually, so that we keep showing is really, really good. The eyes, everything, the foot. So the foot is very important. Just so by we just worshiping the foot of the Lord, you worship the Lord completely. And of course, the foot of the Lord is compared to lotus. Never touch, never contaminate. And the foot is, as I said, is the most sensitive part of the body. Like also we say that, you know, the Lord can tolerate, you know, offense to himself, you know, but not his body. Because that really, because the body is called Prabhupada. The body is the very sensitive part of the Krishna's body. So when that sensitive part of the body, obviously, the body is when you, we offend the body, is Krishna cannot tolerate. That really, you know, become very sensitive. So that's another explanation about the meaning of the Lord, Spirit of the Lord. Are you going to say something about the Lord, Spirit of the Lord? Another good example is just here in this verse, in this context we're reading today. It's explained here that the lotus flower, because we all say the lotus feet of the Lord, lotus like feet of the Lord. We use the word lotus. Okay, one meaning is because the lotus, although it grows in the water but never touches the water. And so the Lord's feet never cannot be contaminated. He's of the Supreme Lord is always pure, transcendental, material, you know, modes of nature. So here he said that lotus feet, the flower, which increases the greed for him in the mouth of the bee like the devotees who meditate on. So the Lord, because the devotees are like bees. Yeah, the devotees actually, they're like bees. And the bees, they like lotus, a lotus flower a lot. He said, why? That's why he said that the lotus flower It's a long explanation, but not understand good. See, the bee, it goes to Kentucky flower. Kentucky flower, yeah, is very thorny flower, just like rose flower, very thorny. But it's a very good scent, very attractive scent. You cannot resist. You want just to smell it. So the bees, they like going there. But because Kentucky flower is very thorny, right? So the wing of the bees, they are thorned by those thorns. So now they get so much pain. They want to enjoy that, but they get so much pain because they're hurt by the thorns. But what they do, you know, to get relief, they go to the lotus flower. And the lotus flower gives shelter. And also, the type of honey that the bees collect from the Kentucky flower is also one type of honey. And then, when they come to the lotus flower, honey from the lotus flower is very special honey. It can cleanse our vision, and also when somebody, according to the Ayurveda, somebody has an indigestion, something like that, you know, so the Kavira will tell him to eat lotus honey. It's a very, very special honey, you know, from the lotus flower. But especially the bees, they go there, and the lotus flower gives shelter to the bees, you know, and the bees feel very, very sheltered and very comfortable there. But that's why the lotus feet below compares to the lotus, and the devotees, they're like bees. And when they go there, and they take shelter of lotus with the Lord, they protect it, you know, and they get a real nectar, not like the Kentucky flowers, yeah, but they get, you know, they get so much pain. Very, very poetic explanation.
So what's the Kentucky flower? With the thorns, what's that? Do you feel sense gratification?
Well, it seems like logically, but I never heard it, but it could be in that sense. It could be in that sense. It makes sense if you say it like that, yeah. Because what we're trying to enjoy, you know, enjoy materially, you know, and we suffer reaction with that. So they go there to enjoy the scent of Kentucky flower. The reaction is that the wind gets torn. They get so much pain. Does that make sense? But when they go to lotus flower, they get full protection, everything fine. And it's like a very special honey. Very nice, huh?
Where do we get that honey? Holland the parts?
From the lotus? Oh, I don't know if they probably have any honey, but so I think we're finishing this by a nice poetic point. So it was one of time anyway. So. Yes, comment, question?
Question, if I can. Sorry, with regards to my mundane mind, I'm thinking, if Krishna had these monkeys on his feet, which great souls and ordinary people don't have, then when he was rolling around, wouldn't it give the game away?
If he's running away,
rolling around, playing with the cowherd boys and all kind of other people, they see the monkeys.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you go to the palace to wash your feet and so on and so forth,
uh-huh.
They know straight away. Wait up, that's God or somebody not from around there.
Why do you say that then?
No, I'm
Well, obviously, you know, Krishna, when he's performing his pastimes, right? He thought that all the people are going to be looking under his feet, you know, to see what the marks there. He's playing his pastimes, a human-like pastimes. It's just ordinary boy, ordinary person. Nobody really aware of those marks. Nobody.
A chorus or not?
Pardon?
A chorus or not? A
chorus. Yeah, but Akura was not that mood. It is only a mood of like in, you know, Akura from Mathura. Just like Udu, but you know. But I'm saying in Vrajalilas, you know, nobody really noticing all this smart oppression. Just running around, playing and colorful. And Mathura Krishna was not barefoot. Krishna only played barefoot in Vrindavan, in the forest of Vrindavan.
I'm going to say two words to that question. Maybe there's another question that should be asked us. Are those marks visible as we describe them, like, you know, like a lotus just appearing? Because all of us have lines on our hands, but
right.
Certain people with eyes to understand can read certain things.
Right.
But we show it to everyone all the time, but they can't see anything. Just like the constellations in the sky are there for everyone to see.
That's right.
But only those who can see and are trained can actually see and
understand. That's right.
So
yeah.
It may not necessarily be that those marks are, you know, so prominent that, you know, everyone can see them. It may be that they're there if you can see. If you have the eyes to see or the knowledge to see them, if you can see them, it may not necessarily be that they're, you know, big bow and lotus.
That's true.
Well, as representation, is that actually what it looks like on Krishna's lotus feet? That's the question. Maybe we can check Krishna's feet. He's there. Yeah, it's a question.
Yeah, okay, we'll just kind of go first.
Yeah. So, in regard to this question also, Vrindavan is Madhurya Dham. So, I've read that, yes, these signs are visible, but they only augment the rasa of the devotees in Vrindavan, the sweetness that they feel, because the Aishwarya is covered, so Krishna's godliness, Krishna's opulence, is covered by that Madhurya.
Yeah.
That sweetness, that charm of Krishna is so overwhelming that seeing these, you know, they recognize Krishna's footprints, but it acts as an udipa, it acts as an excitant to increase and augment their bhava towards Krishna. The cows, they recognize Krishna's footprints. All of the devotees, they recognize Krishna's footprints and they avoid standing on them to honor them. But not that they are thinking, well, here is God's footprint, but here is the footprint of our most beloved. Like also the gopis are recorded in the Bhagavatam for whilst they are petitioning Krishna, they even refer to Krishna as being the Supreme Lord, the creator of unlimited universes. This is a moment when the Aishwarya, the opulence, the awe and reverence momentarily comes to the surface, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained that the love of the Vrishvasis is like a huge pot of milk boiling, bubbling with their emotions, with their bhav. And within that huge pot of milk, there are a few strands of saffron filament, and that saffron filament represents the Aishwarya, the opulence, the knowledge of Krishna's majesty. So occasionally, whilst that milk of the bhav is boiling, the saffron filament comes to the surface and is visible. Just as the knowledge of Krishna's majesty occasionally comes to the surface, surface, again it submerges and is overwhelmed by the feelings of motherhood and sweetness, like this. So that's how I've understood it.
Yeah, sometimes the opulence of Krishna Vrindavan is manifest but immediately covered by Madhurya. Because Vrindavan means Madhurya, it's Madhurya now, in the Madhurya living. The opulence is known. Just like when the gopis they saw Narayan, you know, looking for the same context, the same pastime, they're looking for Krishna, they saw Narayan. But the Vedanta itself, we're looking for Krishna. So here, you know, by chance they saw those marks of Krishna. It is said here in the previous verse that while the gopis were thus imitating Krishna's pastimes and asking Vrindavan's creepers and trees where Krishna, the Supreme Soul, might be, they happened to see his footprints in a corner of the forest. And then the next verse is one just where that the gopis, they said, the marks of the flag, so basically they're saying about those marks, you know, the flag, lotus, thunderbolts, elephant, bull, balikon, and so forth, all these footprints clearly distinguish them as belonging to the great soul, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Here, you know, it's kind of a little bit opulence. It is a well, Mother Yashoda actually was chasing Krishna to bind up Krishna. She couldn't. But then Krishna showed the foot, the sole of his foot. Mother Yashoda saw. I think there was one commentary on that sometimes. But seeing the foot of the Lord, the bodies, they come to the opulence of the Lord. I don't know really exactly how to put it in a simple way, but here the gopis actually they saw those marks. They were a little bit more of opulence. Because when Krishna playing an ordinary person, they don't see those marks. Because he's an ordinary person. Otherwise, if they see all these marks, they all become thinking Krishna is the Supreme Person of Godhead.
Is it not in the case in, I think in Shivram Maharaj's book, maybe Venugita, I don't know if it describes that the signs are visible, but when these two parrots are there and they recognize Krishna's feet below. And I mean, obviously they recognize because of some reason, you know, there's some distinguishing feature in the footprint. But they do not become overwhelmed with Aishwarya, they become overwhelmed with the sweetness. And they fill these footprints up with their tears of love for Krishna. They, you know, they're hanging there on the branch upside down, pouring their tears into Krishna's footprint. So,
so we obviously some they see, some they don't see it. now we don't know what the qualification to see it.
So Yogamaya orchestrates everything in Vrindavan, that everything will act as a stimulant to increase, augment the love, the bhava of the Vrishvasi. But when Akrura came, like Maharaj said, he came, as you rightly said, he came from Mathura, and this is a different sentiment.
Yeah.
So it increased the Aishwarya when you recognize those footprints.
Yeah, that's why Akula was, you know, Akula is a servant in the mood of praying, offering prayers. But the Vrajavasi do not offer prayers to Krishna. They don't offer prayers to Krishna.
They go to church on Sunday.
They are completely Madhurya. Okay. Maharaj, want to say last thing about the lotus feet?
Movement, are we serving the Lord's
Lotus
Feet?
Undoubtedly. think we should stop here. Thank you very much. Pranthrashmar Bhagavatam Ki. She's the most beautiful Lord Shikshira of the Manishwar Ki.
Lively conversation and meditation on the Lord's Lotus Feet. Also like to welcome a number of guests with us this morning. Of course, Marie Pru is here in the class. Maharaj is here, I think just left. We also have Sanat Goswami Pru, who's here with us. Very nice to have such exalted souls here. And His Grace Robert Van Pru also. Of wonderful personalities, so very blessed. Okay, for the pleasure of the Lordship, we have Sankirtan scores from yesterday. In Radha's boutique, we distributed 7 books for 205 Lakshmi points.